Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Andy Jacobs,
and welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Now, we were joined in the studio, as always, on a Friday, by Martin Kellner with a week of sport on TV. Contentious, as always, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, he was. But he calls it like he sees it.
He does. We spoke to a guy called Tom Killick. I was about to say Tom Selleck, but that's not right, is it? We never spoke to him.
Yeah.
Tom Killick, he is the manager of Paul Town. As far as I know, Tom Selleck was never the manager of Paul Town.
And I don't know if Tom Killick's got a moustache.
Yeah, I don't think he has. So he came on because he's lost one of his star players to Love Island, as you'll discover. We had a bit of a chat about various things, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And here it all is.
Well done, the Lionesses.
Well done, the Lionesses. I've got to be honest, Andy.
I know you were busy, weren't you?
I booked theatre tickets. I was at the theatre last night, and so I didn't see it. So I relied on sort of some extended highlights when I got home. But sensational performance. From what you tell me, the highlights were slightly skewed to England. Norway had their chances and didn't put them away.
Yeah, we'll talk about this with Luke. England do go through these periods in the game where they just give the ball away, lapses in concentration, and you worry against the better opposition that they might pay for it. But going forward, I mean, they play some lovely football. The thing was, I'd nipped out for a quick something to eat, and got in just as the game kicked off. So I put it on pause just to sort of make sure.
And perils of an early goal.
Well, yeah, the perils of the early goal.
You started to spool through, did you? You missed the goal.
And the wife came in and went, "They've scored." I went, "Have they?" That was like Stuart Pearce in Brazil.
The worst one goal. You do. The worst one you do is you don't realise you're in delay. You're watching a game live.
Yeah.
And you don't realise that there was a moment when you had to pause it for some reason. You don't see the old blue circle on the skybox. Mm. So, and then you might take the Twitter to see what people are saying about the game. And it says, second goal four.
Yeah.
And you think, hang on. And, oh, no. And then you realise you were about a minute behind.
I'll tell you what did happen last night, and this is going to happen more and more to all of us. I honestly didn't celebrate the second goal. Because I thought it was offside. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
But,
yeah. So actually, a brilliantly timed run, wasn't it?
And you just sort of went, hang on.
Get used to that.
Yeah,
get used to having the joy sucked out of football.
I did celebrate the third goal, though. What a belter.
Of course, there was no doubt about that, was it?
But it was very physical, and the ref was a bit of a Michaela Dean. She let it flow, no question about it. And I thought England matched up to that pretty well. So, very, very enjoyable. And afterwards, Phil Neville said, "I've played fullback at the highest level, but Lucy Bronze is a much better player than I was."
Wow.
A much better fullback. Best player in the world, he said.
But we'll be having a chat with Luke Edwards from The Telegraph. He's over there in France, and we'll look ahead to tonight because obviously England will play the winners of France, the hosts, and the USA. You're a very strong side, so we'll have a look at that. That one's on 8 o'clock tonight, of course.
Now, John McEnroe is the latest celebrity to join a phone app designed to help people sleep. Although shouting, "You cannot be serious," wouldn't send me off, I think.
No. So no,
he's reading out the rules of tennis.
Really?
Yeah, and Henry Blofeld did the laws of the cricket. And apparently it sends people to sleep.
Really?
You can have a few hours of this show if you want.
They should have got the guy, the PA guy at Anfield, to do it. He's got the kind of voice. No, it's a great voice.
It's a great voice.
Sensational, deep voice. Second goal for Liverpool.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Moles. It's a great voice.
Yeah.
But if you imagine,
quite a few near
if you imagine, if he was explaining slowly, explaining the rules of tennis to you, that would send you off, wouldn't it? Yeah. John's a bit animated. You've got to get, you couldn't, it's like, for example, you couldn't have Joe Pasquale. Whatever he read, however boring it was, Joe would keep you awake.
Good.
Wouldn't he? Yeah.
I'm not sure about
Paul Trevelyan.
The whole idea, really.
Yeah.
The baseball.
I'm surprised we've not had the court give them half hour of this show.
Exactly what I said.
This, money for jam, isn't it?
Of course it would. Yeah. This this baseball this weekend, not this, the baseball this weekend,
yeah,
will feature something you can buy. It's called a broomstick.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of those before. Oh, they're things you put a broom on there.
No.
Okay.
It's 24 quid's worth of hot dog. It's a 24-inch hot dog. It costs £24. Topped with chilli and jalapeno.
Jalapeno
yeah, peppers. And honestly, I mean, that's I don't mind importing the sport, but we don't import all that as well.
You said it's 24 quid.
Do you have to be 10 stone overweight?
24 quid and 24 inches.
Yeah, look at the size of it.
I mean, we've even put the metric aside, have we? And yeah, and gone inches. Yeah, let's look at that thing. Fancy a broomstick. That's a beast. You'd share that, wouldn't you? Definitely would.
Some people would. Some people
won't. Oh, beautiful. Okay, well,
did you see Dapper Zach Pinsent in the Sun this
Not
morning.
Your words, Dapper Zach Pinsent.
No. He only wears clothes from the Regency period,
yeah,
200 years ago.
He's a dandy, isn't he?
He's a dandy, he's a tailor, he makes his own clothes and everything. But all that effort to look like Chris Eubank, what's the point?
Yeah.
But thanks.
But he's been doing it for the last 10 years. He'll
yeah,
only
no,
wear...
I admire him, really. He believes in it.
Does he carry around a scented handkerchief and a little no, beauty spot on? Does he do all that?
Probably.
Buckled shoe?
He does.
You're really going to have to want to keep it up. I mean, if you worked on... I mean, what does he do, this fella?
He's a tailor.
He's a okay, it's easy. If he worked on the bins,
yeah,
for example, if he was on the bins...
It would be harder.
It's just... and like your first day on the bins, you turn up there and they're saying, you're ready for a day, and that's at 5 o'clock in the morning, first day freezing cold, and all the boys are there, and they're basically they're from Bin Man Central Casting. They're very much what you'd expect. And then just on the edge of it, there's a faint smell of lavender, and you think, and you see a buckled shoe come round the corner, someone in tights. That would be fantastic. Who's that ice tone? He owns... Don't say nothing. Only wears Regency clothes. What, on the bins? Yeah, always. He's got a tabard over it, yellow tabard. He has to have that. But it's a Regency tabard.
It's good.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday I told you that Christian...
He was good, Regency tabard. Remember, he used to read the news on CNN.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Yesterday I told you that Cristiano Ronaldo was playing table tennis with Sir Philip Green.
You didn't tell us it was in the papers.
Well, I brought it to you as well.
Okay, fair enough.
I admit, it wasn't my story.
Ooh.
I got it out of the papers.
Yeah.
But... and I thought, well, perhaps he's just popped in for a game of table tennis. But no, him and his girlfriend, Georgina Rodriguez, are actually staying on the yacht. They're
staying on
their holiday.
Yeah.
How would that come about, and why would he want to? I can't... It's
I don't know. Top man vouchers. Maybe he had a lot of top man vouchers. If you get just a lot of them. You'd have to have a lot of them for that, wouldn't you? 50 quid, you know, 100 quid or... 20 grand's worth, you can go and stay on to Philip Green's yacht.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport, coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Drive with Sam Matterface and Danny Mills. And of course, season ticket back tonight. So Michael Kerr will be joining Luke Moore and Danny Kelly, and of course the sports bar is always at 10. And it's Darren Lewis Day, of course, of a Friday with Andy. They're always quite...
I thought you said it was Darren Lewis Day.
So it's Darren Lewis Day. It's a special day.
We're all celebrating.
But that can often be quite spiky between the pair of them.
Oh, yes.
He knows how to push. They know how to push each other's
buttons,
actually.
It's to do with Liverpool, Manchester United.
Yeah, I think it is. But it's always good fun. So the guy's on at 10 this evening. In the meantime, Andy, later on we're going to be talking about the Greyhound Derby. You may recall about 6 weeks ago, we talked about the Greyhound Derby. We're down to the final six. It started out as an initial entry, 192 dogs, six left, 100 grand prize money, all happening. And we'll look at a bit of the history, because obviously it's been a bigger event and maybe a more lucrative one over the years, but it's great to... There's a little bit more talk
about it.
Used
to be live.
It was a fixture.
BBC, yeah.
Used to be on Sports Night, didn't
they?
Always used to show that, which was always a joy. So we'll be coming on to that in a moment. In the meantime, Andy, do you have anything else you want to discuss
while
we await our guest?
Looking at the cricket table, it is very interesting reading, because Bangladesh, I mean, England, the way I read it, England do have to win their last two games, and because Bangladesh can finish on 11 points if they win their last two games. England can finish on 12.
Well, Bangladesh got left to play.
Oh, that's a good question.
See, that has a bearing on it,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not, I think, quite reasonably easy fixtures. Let's have a look. Sunday? No, Monday they must be playing. Oh, when are they playing? They're playing India. They've got India to play.
Oh, okay. Well,
that won't be easy.
No. I don't see him beating India, to be honest.
No, neither do I.
I think one win out of the two. They've certainly got to beat New Zealand or India, England, starting with India on Sunday at Edgbaston. So,
Kohli's in such good form and he's so confident. He's saying, I don't think any team goes into the game with that sort of mindset to knock a team out. But we play the kind of cricket we've played in the last four or five games, we'll probably end up on the winning side. Oh, yeah, you probably will.
Yeah.
You know, they're bowling. Boomer is incredible, you know.
So, but we did have a chat with Jared Kimber, didn't we, before the World Cup started, and he thought the team with the best bowling attack would win it, and he did think that was India, didn't he? So, you know, we can see that.
I think that's right. A bit of a story today, a royal story. Archie Windsor will make his first overseas appearance this autumn with Harry and Meghan in South Africa. He really does sound like a musical comedian, the Archie Windsor.
Yeah, he does. There'll never be another.
Tremendous.
That's right.
And
try and get a bit more later on this story about Martin O'Neill. If you just join us, Martin O'Neill has been sacked after 5 months in charge. This comes just after Roy Keane. Sorry, my mind went blank for a moment. Roy Keane left.
Roy Race.
Roy left a couple of weeks ago.
Roy Lichtenstein.
Roy Walker. Roy Walker, of course, is his assistant for many months. But yeah, Martin O'Neill was gone after 5 months, unfortunately.
Yeah, the timing's a bit odd, isn't it? You know, with the sort of pre-season coming up. So that is a bit strange.
Hmm.
Are we still having a problem with our guests?
Yeah, we were trying to get to France, but unfortunately, Luke Edwards, who we planned to chat to, his phone battery has died the minute. I think we have that effect on people. It was one of those, hello there, and gone.
I do love Lyon, talking of France, Lyon chairman Aulas.
Oh, yeah, Jean-Michel Aulas. He's what they call in French a piece of work.
Yeah. What is that in French?
My French isn't good enough. I should find out.
He's the French Daniel Levy. He just loves
No, he's not. He's not the French Daniel Levy because he courts controversy and he kind of courts publicity because he plays to the gallery, Aulas. Mm. He's basically planted the Lyon fans. I know you're going to say he's turned around and said, oh, well, I'm not, you know, basically Spurs can't have him for the money they've offered. I'll give it 8 days and they'll offer 72 million quid or something. So, but he's always been like that. He's always been a piece of work.
He's so difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
Eventually, you can get your man. I mean, Chelsea have bought from Lyon in the past. And
yeah. Well, they've bought a replacement, so...
Yeah, and you know that. But he just likes to, you know, he just likes to eke it out. But talking of eking it out, when are Chelsea going to announce Frank Lampard?
Yeah, that's taking all of these deals. I mean, the Wan-Bissaka thing, has that officially been confirmed? We've seen some pictures now, haven't we?
I don't know.
We've got pictures of him holding up a shirt yet? We've got all the...
No, I don't think so.
Okay, there's been quite a few that are bubbling along, aren't there? So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. If it does break this afternoon, we'll bring that to you.
And reigning world champions of the USA are using the popular... This is in the Sun's Exile. I think it's a brilliant column, this. I've forgotten her name now. The World Cup column for the World Cup.
Sorry,
the Women's World Cup.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Diary column the Sun is.
Okay.
They're using the popular mindfulness app Headspace in the hope that it'll give them edge over France in tonight's Women's World Cup quarterfinal.
Yeah.
Experts provided each player with a personalised mental training program. The aim is to develop collective mental resilience.
Well, it seems to have worked after last night and the Cameroon game.
I hope they lose.
Okay. Oh, sorry, not the England girls.
Is the USA.
Oh, the USA.
Oh, I'm desperate for France to win tonight.
Claire Bloomfield is writing that particular diary.
Sorry, Claire. Yeah, it's a really good diary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, I'm not the target audience. I've got to be honest. I don't watch it. I don't know if you do, Andy. Love Island is the show I'm talking about.
I've never seen it.
I've seen it, but I don't watch it.
My son and his wife absolutely love it.
A lot of people do. It's a massive show. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Like, all those women dressed as Playboy bunnies. I mean, it's a bit much.
Bit of a throwback, was it?
Well,
you
really
thought of tuning in, did you, after that?
No, I did.
The Paul Town manager, Tom Killick, earlier on, tweeted a couple of weeks to go. I'll paraphrase him. A couple of weeks to go, and I've lost one of my midfield players to Love Island. I think one of two footballers.
Yeah, There's been footballers in it before.
There could be plenty of football chat going on then. Maybe we'll tune in. I know you like a fix of football during the off season, so maybe that's the way around it. Tom joins us now. Hi, Tom.
Hello there.
So, how did you find out one of your boys was going in?
I actually found out from one of the other players. I was lying in bed quite peacefully last night, and suddenly the phone started flashing away, and I looked, and there was a number of messages, that they all found very hilarious, the whole thing, as you can imagine.
So it's this Marvin Brooks, isn't it, player? He'd not told you, he didn't phone up and say, Gaffer, I'm afraid I'm going to miss the start, probably miss the start of pre-season training.
No, although I think, to be fair, he was sort of sworn to secrecy. I think the idea is that if it sort of becomes public before they officially make it public, then I think they can stop you, you know, pull the plug when you're going in. So I suppose it was a difficult situation for him. But no, I found out about it from another player who I think watched the show, sadly.
Sadly? Are you a fan, Tom? Do you watch it?
No, I'm not a fan. I've tried to watch it, see what all the fuss is about, but I held my attention for about 3.5 minutes.
now Marvin's in there, surely.
Yeah, it's on the club's official website, though, who made a big thing out of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the trouble. Now he's in there, I think I'm obliged to watch it. So it could be a painful couple of weeks.
Is he a nice lad? Do you think he'll do well on there?
Well, he's not going to say, oh, he's horrible, is he?
Well, does he fit that? I mean, do you think he'll kind of... Because some people go in there and it just doesn't happen for them. We've seen it, haven't we?
Well, no, I think he'll do quite well. I mean, as you can imagine, he's not a short, tubby lad. He hasn't spent his summer sitting around eating pork pies. He's in good shape.
That's good.
And he knows he's in good shape, if you get my drift. So I don't know. From what I've seen, I think he'll do okay. He's one of these lads. He is a really nice lad, but he's not that fussed about what other people sort of think. He'll say what he thinks is right, and if it rubs people up the wrong way, then so be it. But I think it could be, it could be quite entertaining watching. That's for sure.
Yeah, I noticed on the club website you couldn't resist it. You said of Marvin, I hope it's all inclusive in there because he'll never buy a drink.
No, he is the tightest man in the world. I mean, when we have a collection for the coach driver on the way home from games, he pretends to be asleep.
oh dear,
that's poor.
When the bag comes around, and he's notorious for it. So, I am hoping that there isn't anything that he does actually have to fund himself over there. Otherwise, there could be some issues.
Well, he could win 50 grand if he wins it all. So maybe he'll spend a little bit and get some new floodlights or something, or spend it on the club.
Yeah, I think that's highly unlikely. I think there's only one thing that's going to be spent on if it arrives, and it won't be anything other than Marvin himself.
He's been with you for a while. He's scored a few goals. He's a fair few goals, hasn't he?
Actually, he's a very good player. I mean, he's hugely athletic. He probably, the highest level we've been at as a club in his time with us is the Conference South. I would say that he's capable of playing at that level and possibly a little above. He's, he is a very good player, and he had a brief exit to Salisbury for a few months, but he came back, and so he's been with us probably, I think, 7 or 8 years in total now.
Good stuff.
I see from the website as well that you've got a pre-season friendly against a Chelsea 11,
oh,
which is always interesting.
Well, that would be the Chelsea team, wouldn't it?
If you've still got
the ban. The yeah. same team.
No, it'll be probably a lot of young players, but that'll be fun.
Well, it depends what your idea of fun is. I suppose, you know, running around in the 80-degree heat, as it's likely to be, you know, against Chelsea's youngsters, probably some of my players, not idea of fun, but... You know, it's certainly a fixture that obviously we're hoping will catch the eye and we'll get a good... You know, it's always difficult, really, to attract much interest in pre-season friendlies. You know, people don't get particularly interested in it until the real stuff starts. But we're hoping that, you know, a game against the Chelsea 11, whatever type of 11 it is, will buck the trend, really, and we'll get perhaps some good numbers. And perhaps good old Marvin and his escapades will get, you know, a lot of teenage... girls or whatever coming down to watch.
That's very true. Yeah. Do you, these kind of, when you get a Premier League 11 coming to your club, how do they come about as a pre-season friendly, Tommy? Do you approach Chelsea? Do they approach you? Is it quite a difficult thing to pull off, to bring an 11 from a Premier League side?
Yeah, I mean, even in the time I've been at Poole, it's become more and more difficult. I mean, the actual proper Premier League side, you know, the first 11s, I mean, it's pretty unheard of. They spend a lot, especially dropping down to our level, they might go into the sort of conference, and they obviously go abroad and do tours and stuff. But this one was quite interesting how it came about, because they asked to use our pitch, Chelsea's first team, to train on when they played Bournemouth.
Okay.
Yeah, that worked out well.
Nearby. Yeah.
Cut 4-0, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly that. I think when you look at our pitch compared to Bournemouth's pitch, you probably want their best idea ever.
Mm.
But we managed to negotiate, you know, a pre-season friendly as part of, in return for them using the pitch. So, you know, we're hoping that's perhaps a connection that we can use going forward. But it is more and more difficult, I think, to attract big teams, if you like, even the young sides to non-league clubs during pre-season.
Yeah.
It's a great old club, isn't it? 1880, Poole Town were formed. I mean, you know, that's almost going back to the start of football, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, I was almost in charge then as well. I mean, I think it's 14 years now. But no, I mean, it has got quite a big history, and, you know, they played at a very good level, I think, particularly in the early days. And they had sort of international players, so I'm told, playing for them at times. We're not quite at that level at the moment, but, you know, we live in hope.
And as the season ticket sales going?
Well, I expect we're up to 8 or 9. you know, it's fairly good going for us. Now, we're at our level, we're reasonably well supported, but unfortunately, our facilities aren't great. But it's something like the Chelsea game. If we can get good numbers through that game, and then people like what they see, then sometimes you can get some new regular supporters from it. Which, you know, it's not just the gate you get on the day; it's perhaps, you know, the support that it's a bit like having a good FA Cup run or a run in the trophy for non-league clubs. It's not so much the gates you get at the time; it's the sort of residual numbers that you can keep beyond that sometimes can be very meaningful.
Nice one. Good to talk to you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
All the best. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Tom Killick, there, the manager of Poole Town, who has lost one of his star midfielders, Marvin Brooks, to Love Island. Not the only one. Denon Lewis started his career at Watford.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, the seat that was previously occupied by the natural athlete that is Christian Wade is now occupied by Martin Kellner.
Yes, unnatural athletes.
But yeah, you're in good nick, I can see that. You look after yourself.
Bless you.
Well,
I've just walked. I walked all the way from King's Cross Station right to here.
Oh, that's on a day like
still
this.
Still unlikely
nice.
To start for the
I
Buffalo
I thought you had a
Bills
bit of a dab
there.
On, as they say.
It's a beautiful walk. Yeah, it's a good job it's not TV.
Yeah.
well, I was gonna start with the Women's World Cup, which, of course, everybody is watching. Mm. And as I mentioned last week, there's a lot of skill, you know. And
is there a buck coming, Martin?
There is. I'm afraid there's a big buck coming.
Oh, a big buck.
And that is...
I like big butts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, there's something about Paul Hawksby, the general audience.
I'm just paraphrasing a song for the kids.
Yes.
I say for the kids, probably about 15 years old now, but carry on.
Well, the one, you know, I'm watching it. I watched England against Cameroon. I watched England last night against Norway. And I'm finding it frustrating. And what I find frustrating... You know, if you watch football on a regular regular basis, you're not used to the... I mean, it's come on a ton. It's, you know, compared to where it was, it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
But the ball retention is horrendous.
Horrendous.
You know,
yeah,
from...
It goes
from one to the other to the other to the... Mm. And I was watching with my wife, you see, and I said, come on, because she doesn't normally watch football. I said, come on, watch it. It's the women's football.
Yeah.
Watch it. And after about 20 minutes, she says, it's like ping pong. I'm going to watch Killing Eve on the... on the iPad. And I do find that, I don't know, has anybody on TalkSport said the Women's World Cup isn't all that? You know,
well, not so much that.
Faye White admitted it yesterday, and Emma Hayes said the same thing, that the women do give the ball away more than
the men.
They give it away. And she's had up to stats to verify it, and they do. And her theming was, if you made the pitch slightly smaller, but nobody
wants
to do
that. That's what Emma Hayes said, not
Emma Hayes. Emma Hayes. Mm. If you make the pitch slightly smaller, they'll give the ball away less.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. I mean, I didn't want to come on here like the man in the H.M. Bateman cartoon, the man who said the Women's World Cup wasn't all that.
Yeah.
But it is frustrating, because during the day, it was a lovely warm day yesterday, so you're sitting there, and it's almost like, you know, England... men's team are in a quarter final of a big international competition, so you're looking forward to it through the day. And it was like a tribute band in a tribute act to England men's team being in a quarter final of the World Cup.
I think that's a bit harsh. I don't agree with that. I mean, there are great moments.
There are great moments all
interspersed
the time
with all this giving the ball away, which does drive you a bit mad. But you see, for example, the goal by Lucy Bronze. I mean, no one will hit a ball better than that.
Developing game, I think. And I mean, I watched Holland Japan, and that was a great game of football. It had all the to and fro, a team that should have won the game. The story was Japan were fantastic, couldn't finish their chances. Holland nicked it with a kind of VAR penalty at the end. That was just it was a great game of football, men or women. It was very interesting to watch the to and fro of it. So
I'm not saying I didn't enjoy the game last night, but like, for instance, the first goal, which was an air shot by Ellen White. Mm. I mean, it was a farcical goal, really. And some of the defending is, and I'm not complaining as such. Yep. I'm just saying, you know, we ought to be honest about it. If you're not honest about it, it won't get any better.
No, and I think as we said, Faye White was saying yesterday, there are kind of shortcomings in the game. There are aspects of the game that aren't up to the standard they would like. But at one point, we said that about the goalkeeper, but the goalkeeper is definitely getting better. We've seen some brilliant performances. Nothing, as the game develops.
And you have to imagine in 4 years' time.
I'm sure all that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe the BBC, because it's their big event, are just giving it too much. You know, do you need as much build-up as you get? You know, and you've got it's on all the various, it's on the radio, the BBC radio, it's on the website, etc.
People will
watch football. There's no doubt about that.
And when you put a sport on terrestrial TV. It gives you a
38% share, wasn't it?
7.6 million.
Yeah, 7.6 million last night.
The audiences are fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just wanted a sort of slight caveat.
No, but it's fair enough. And the fact that some of the leading lights of the women's game are prepared to accept that and they're not defensive about it, I think is important for its development. Definitely.
I mean, they're not as good as the Bill Kerr ladies.
Bill Kerr ladies.
All right,
you said you like the ancient references.
I do like the ancient references, yeah. So, what else have you watched?
Well, I watched the cricket. Two aspects of that. England versus Australia, I very much enjoyed when Ben Stokes was in there and was hitting the ball and everything. I thought, I'll have a few bob on England now at this point.
It's your fault.
My fault. You know. And I wasn't put off by the fact, when I went on to Sky Bet, England were sort of 7-2 and Australia were 1-9.
Right.
I thought, what are those bookies now? They've got no idea. But there was one interesting thing that in the commentary when Ben Stokes was cramping up a wee bit.
Mm.
The Aussie commentator, he wants pickle juice. Did you did you catch at that?
Is that an old Australian one?
I don't think it's an old wives' tale. There's sports science behind it.
Doesn't sound nice, does it?
What's the difference between pickle juice and vinegar? So I was trying to work out, do you have to get some pickled onions or gherkins or what?
And just take them out
pickling liquid is more than just vinegar, isn't it? It has spices
in it. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, that's, yeah.
But, so, but, passion on
different pickle.
You're listening
cucumbers.
To Talk Sport. If you make your own pickle, where do you get pickle juice from?
I want to know, but
we'll ask the listeners.
Ask the listeners about pickle juice.
Do you make your own pickle juice? Where do you get it from? Let us know. Talksport.com. Yeah. Text 81089. Tweet TSH.
See, there are various different sorts of pickles, aren't they? I mean, my mum used to pickle her own cucumbers.
Yeah, did she really?
Yeah. Any Jewish listeners will know Hamishy cucumbers.
Yeah.
They're called.
Right.
I'm sure Andy probably knows.
I do know.
Yeah. Which has got a lot. It's a sort of different taste than just getting a jar of Sarsen's pickled onions.
Yeah.
What sort of pickle juice? Because I get cramp occasionally. Sometimes
could be good for you.
Yeah.
After you've had a skinful and you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
That's when you get cramps, isn't
when
it,
I
Martin?
Get cramp.
It's
yes.
not when you've just done a half marathon, is it?
No, it's not. The other thing, just while I'm here, Andy, you were mentioning Channel 433 on Sky.
Oh, yes.
The greyhound racing.
Yeah.
But I watched it and there was no greyhound racing. It was GINX Sports TV, it's called.
Really?
And it was computer video games.
431.
Maybe they share the platform.
Were you 431 or 433?
433.
Now have a look at that.
That's Pickle Juice TV, wasn't it? That's
well, it was basically these guys. It wasn't quite Pickle Juice TV, but it was two guys playing video games.
Wow.
Face painted these guys with very extravagant hair as well. You know,
just what Lord Reith had in mind, I think, wasn't it? When
anyway, they're playing a video game, and one guy says, "I've got a potato in my trousers I was hoping to eat." Without a word of a lie, I've written that quote down. And he says, "What do you mean you've got a potato in your trousers you're hoping to eat?" He says, "Oh, it's the best place to keep a jacket potato. It's warm. Keep it. It's just
in your pocket."
In your pocket, in his trousers.
What about that? What great tips we're getting this afternoon.
Tip. The other thing, if I haven't created too much of a stir with views on women's football, do you want my views on the trans debate?
Well, I mean, I'm slightly loath, but there was a very good documentary.
It was a fantastic documentary.
Martina Navratilova documentary.
Yeah. So therefore it has a sporting...
More than a sporting...
Sure.
What people forget, and when she got this amazing Twitter storm, when she said people who've gone through the development as an adolescent, as a male...
Yeah.
You know, it gives them an unfair advantage in when they compete in women's sport.
Sure.
And I thought that sounded like to me like absolute sense. It sounded as though it was based in reality. What we forget is she is one of the few people who's actually played in women's sport against a trans athlete, Renee Richards.
Renee Richards.
And she... perfectly reasonable argument was that when he was a male player, Richard something or other, he was a male player, he didn't even get in the top 100. When he became a she and she was a female player, she was in the top 30. And Martina beat her, but only Martina was number one in the world at the time and only just scraped through, which I thought was... But it was a fantastic documentary because I think Martina Navratilova is a fantastic personality. I think, you know, she does talk sense. She's talked a lot of sense in this. And it sort of shone a light on how these Twitter stuff that people misunderstand stuff on. There's no shades of meaning on Twitter.
No nuances.
So immediately she was pounded as a sort of enemy of the trans community, which she quite manifestly wasn't when you watched the documentary.
So it's still on the iPlayer, isn't it?
It's still on the iPlayer. I watched it last night. On the iPlayer.
And a word for Joe Westerman in the whole derby last night. Proof, if it was ever needed, that rugby league players are hard. The whole back rower basically pushed his dislocated kneecap back into place so he could carry on playing.
Unbelievable. They are really hard.
Dear me.
It's a great sport, and I think they're looking for a broadcast deal at the moment. I don't know what the Sky deal does run out something like 2021, I believe.
Oh.
And at the moment...
That's been a good partnership. Let's hope that
continues.
It's been
a fantastic partnership. You'd like to think it would because you'd need to get an expert on to tell you exactly what the broadcast deal is. But I know it runs out and they are looking for broadcast partners.
Oh, okay.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Just following up from our interview with James Witts about his book on sports science and marginal gains. I've been trying to find a woman called Marge Gaines.
He's trying to find a woman called Marge Gaines. Have you found her?
I have. There are three. And there's one on Twitter. So if it goes wrong for Ineos, Team Ineos, during the...
Marge Gaines is going
to
get it.
Don't tweet Marge Gaines.
For a long, it's nothing to do with her. Nothing to do with her.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. Our guests next week include Shahid Afridi, the legendary Pakistan cricketer, Lloyd Griffiths, comedian, friend of the show, from Soccer AM, And the Lighthouse family will be here, but Andy's quite shocked there's only two of them. He thought we were going to have to get extra chairs in the studio. It's a very small family. So that's all coming up. Thanks for downloading us, and we will catch up with you next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.